الحمد لله، الحمد لله على حلمه بعد علمه وعلى عفوه بعد قدرته، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الأخلاء يومئذ بعضهم لبعض، لبعض عدو إلا المتقين. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, you and I, we have different and various relationships in this world which we have to maintain. The greatest relationship we have is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is the greatest relationship, that we have relationship with Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, we are human beings, we are social beings, we interact, we need company, we need interaction. So together with that, Allah Ta'ala has also given us emphasis to maintain relationship with relatives, our parents, our relatives. And sometimes we also need a relationship which is beyond that, a relationship which is beyond our relatives, beyond our parents' children. And that is a circle of friends. Each and everyone, we are human beings. We need social interaction. We need people whom we can maybe share our sorrows, our grief. We can be able to talk to them. We can take joy in their company. And that is one of the aspects that Islam has also given due recognition to, that it has accommodated and told us to have friends, especially people who are good friends, as I will go on to explain. Friendship can be one of the most beautiful and vital aspects and one of the most beautiful joys in a person's life. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that person is poor who doesn't have friends. Luqman, the wise, had said that have hundreds of friends, and even hundreds of friends are not enough. Dosti ek aham rishta hai, aur aadmi ko chahiye ki usko nibaye. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala ne farmaya, wo shakhs ghareeb hai jiske paas dost na ho. Aur Luqman alayhi salam ka maqula hai ke so jo hai na wo friends rakho, muhabbat rakhne wale rakho, aur wo bhi kam hai. So it's important that we have to keep, first of all, let us understand the importance of friendship. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-mar'u 'ala dini khalili, falyanzur ahadukum man yukhalil." A person is on the religion of his friends. Now the word that has been used is "Al-mar'u 'ala dini." Now deen does not only mean religion, it means he is on the way of his friends. "Falyanzur ahadukum," so everyone must see who he befriends. He must look at who he befriends, because he is on his way of his friends. If you want to understand the akhlaq and the conduct of a person, if you want to understand how a person is, see the people whom he came friendship with. Psychologists have told us that you are the average of your five closest friends. You are the average of your five closest friends. What you are, it is what we have learned from your five closest friends. So therefore, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, إِذَا فَلْيَنْزُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ يُخَالِلْ الْمَرْوَ عَلَى دِينِ خَلِيلِهِ. A person is on the way. The way, sometimes people use it as deen, but some ulama have said that you are on the way of your friends. So you must see who you befriend. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke irshad hai, aap apne doston ki deen aur tariqe ke upar hai. To har ek ko chahiye ki achche aur dost rakhe. You know, sometimes, you know, friends also, they are friends and friends. In today's time I got so many friends on Facebook. I got so many friends on Instagram who are following me. Some people have got 5,000, some people have got 10,000, some people have got, you know, 500,000, 1,000,000. These are not actual friends. They, you know, it reminds me of what happens in Surah Kahf. So in Surah Kahf, there's a very interesting conversation between two people. Now one is a wealthy person and one is a poor person. The poor person is very pious and he is advising the other of his friend who is wealthy. And the wealthy person is telling him, أَنَا أَكْثَرُ مِنْكَ مَالًا وَأَعَزُّ نَفَرًا. I got more wealth than you and I got more friends than you. I got so many friends. But those friends are not friends who are true friends who will come to your assistance. They are friends who know you because of your fame, who know you because perhaps you are wealthy. So, but now you see, how do we choose between good and bad friends? This is the most important thing. Dost ka rakhna achha hai. Lekin aise dost jo sahi aur nek aur muttaqi ho. Therefore it comes in a Quranic ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention, which I read in the khutbah. Al-akhillau yawma idhin ba'duhum li ba'din aduun illa al-muttaqin. Friends will be enemies of one another. Let me say that again. The friends that we had in this world, on the day of Qiyamah, they will be enemies. Illa al-muttaqin, except the friendship that is based on taqwa, that is based on deen, that is based on good. Dost ek dusre ke adawat wale banenge, dushman banenge qiyamat ke din, magar wo dost jinki bunyad taqwa ke upar tha, that is the one that will keep you going. That just tells you another important thing. Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, فَإِذَا جَاءَتِ السَّاخَةِ يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. On the day of Qiyamah, parents will run away from the children will run away from the parents, relatives will run away from one another. But Allah Ta'ala says that friendship which is based on taqwa will hold you steadfast and will remain even on the day of Qiyamah. And many times you see this. You see that the families are fighting with regard to the inheritance. And a friend is missing the person who is under the qabr, and he's making dua for him. While everyone is worried about the inheritance, the friends are worrying about the person who has passed on. So this is the importance of friends. That Allah Ta'ala says, friends will be enemies except the friends who are based on taqwa and based on piety. And on the other hand, Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran also warned us with regard to friends who take you on the wrong path. Friends who take you on the wrong path. No, come on man, what's wrong man? Go and have something, go and have fun. You know, you're doing something. Aliyadu billah, you know, you are having a relationship with a woman. It's part of fun, man. You can ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness afterwards. And Allah Ta'ala says, such people on the day of Qiyamah will have a regret. Ya waylata, laytani lam attakhidh fulanan khalila. Kaash mein aise aadmi ko dost na rakhta jinhone mujhe guna ke raah par dikhaya aur guna ke raah mein mujhe leke gaya. If only I did not kept that person as a friend who took me and did me wrong. So can you see the importance with regard to friends? And therefore Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said in a hadith the two examples of friendship. What an amazing example Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said with regard to the example of good and bad friends. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you know, one example of a good and a bad friend is like the example of a blacksmith and a perfumer. A blacksmith who makes iron hot, and of course we know that that particular type of blacksmith, when he makes the iron hot, there will be fire, and in that particular fire there will be a stench and there will be a bad smell. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the example of a bad friend is like the one who goes to a blacksmith. So even if you don't buy something from the blacksmith, by you being in that particular shop, you are going to smell the bad smell and it's going to come upon your clothes. So when you come down there, you will find people will say, no, what a smell you got. Come on, the smell is coming out from your clothes. That is an example of a bad friend. And sometimes it happens. I mean, you stand next to a person who smokes excessively. You go away. It happens to me. You know, I come back home from someone, standing next to someone or speaking to someone who used to smoke excessively. The wife said, why are you smelling full of cigarette today? So this time, sometimes it happened like that. And the example of a good friend, what a beautiful example. His example is like the one who goes to the attar shop.
who goes to a perfumer, go to his and hers in the Oriental Plaza. Alhamdulillah, you just go into that shop, you just feel beautiful smell, and you spray one or two bottles, people are spraying. So that's an example of a good friend. Even if you don't buy the perfume, just being in that particular shop gives you happiness. Sometimes you're in a mood, just go there, you get happiness. So that is an example of a good friend. And the Quran and Hadith has also showed us with regard to good friends. So the first thing, let me give you a few qualities of a good friend. The first example of a good friend is one, is your friendship is for the sake of Allah, not for the sake of matlab. Aajkal to matlab ke jo hai dost bahut hai, lekin aise dost jo Allah Taala ke liye ho. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said 7 people will be under the shade of Allah Taala's throne on the day of Qiyamah. One, al-hub fillah wal-bukhs fillah. One who loves another person only for the sake of Allah. Musannaf Abdul Razak makes mention of a hadith. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has made mention of it in his Ma'ariful Quran. A person went to visit a friend. He went all the way to visit a friend. You know, in the previous times. So an angel, farishta ne unse mulaqat ki. Kaha ja rahe ho? Dost se milne ke liye ja raha ho. Kis maqsad ke liye ja raha ho? Sirf aur sirf muhabbat ke liye. Allah ke muhabbat ke liye main unki mulaqat ke liye ja raha ho. So the person, the angel asked him, where are you going? I'm going to meet a friend. What is your maqsad? What is your objective to go and meet him? I got no objective. I got no matlab. I don't owe him money. I'm not going to take money from him. I don't have any aspect with regard to it. I only love him for the sake of Allah. The angel says, the reason why I ask you is not because I doubted your integrity or your intention. The reason why I ask you is because Allah has told me that Allah loves you the way you love your friend. Allah Ta'ala aapse itne muhabbat karte ho jaise aap apne dost se karte ho. So love one another for the sake of Allah, not for the sake of any other reason. Alhamdulillah, today there are such friends that we love one another for the sake of Allah. Otherwise, what benefit you get from other friends? Other than because you worry about them, you care about them, you have concern about them, and you love them for the sake of Allah. The second aspect with regard to a friend is, you must have a friend who is honest, wise, and intelligent. Don't have a friend who is ignorant. Sometimes an ignorant friend will harm you, even if he thinks or he has an intention of doing you good. Aise dost rakho jo jiske paas akal ho. No, jahil se aap dosti na rakho. Don't keep friends with an ignorant person. I made mention of this incident many a times. You know, three people were in an island. They were jazira mein jo ne wo teen aadmi the. So on the three islands, the people now, all of a sudden, the jinni came. So the jinni said, I give each and every one of you one particular wish. So one particular person said, I'm missing my family. I want to go back to my family. I'm missing my wife and children. So jinni ne kaha chao. So blowed on him and he went back to his family. The other person said, I'm missing my friends. I want to be in my friends' company and my circles. I want to be in the place where they are having, majlis, and I want to be there. So the jinni blowed on him and he's gone. He went to his friends. Now the third particular person said, what is your wish? He said, I'm missing my friends. Bring them back. So sometimes now an ignorant friend he didn't do it out of bad intention. He did it because of good intention. But what it happens, those people who were gone away from the island, they came back. So keep friends with a person who is intellect. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam even told us, go and make mashura with people who have intellect. Go and make mashura with the ulama. You will bring their experience and their wisdom and their knowledge into your decision. Just make, you go make mashura with someone, all the experience he get, you will get that experience. All the ilm he's got, you will get that ilm. So the first thing is, have friends who are honest and wise. Secondly, have friends who remind you of Allah and take you away from guna. Aise dosto jo aapko Allah Ta'ala ki yaad dilaye. Aise dosto. And who, when you speak to them, increases your knowledge and his actions remind you of the year after. Muhasibi kam hadith hai. Your best friend is one who when you see him, you're reminded of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he speaks, your knowledge increases. And when he does his action, you know, you think of akhirat. Aise dosto. Jisko dekar Allah Ta'ala yaad aa jaye. Uske baat karne se aapke jo na ilm mein izafa ho. Aur uske amal ko dekar akhirat yaad ho jaye. Aise dost hona chahiye. If you have someone in your life who encourages you to do good deeds, wallahi al-azim, and he keeps you away from guna, value that friend. On the day of Qiyamah, the people of Jahannam will be asked, why are you in Jahannam? فَمَا لَنَا مِنْ شَعْفِينَ وَلَا صَدِقٍ حَمِينَ. Why are you in Jahannam? We didn't have good friends to tell us right things. Jahannam wale kahenge ki hamara paas acche dost nahi the. The people of Jahannam will say we didn't have good friends. Then the third thing with regard to it, a friend is like a mirror. In the mirror you see your good and your bad. You see the things that are on your face, the scars on your face. A friend is like a mirror. He reveals to you your true appearance. He doesn't hide anything. And you know what a beautiful thing. Someone had said, a friend is he who stabs you in the front. Who? Aage se aapko jo hai na wo marta hai. Piche se nahi. He tells you in front that listen, this is the person, this is what you are supposed to do. And he sees you doing wrong. Say, why are you doing this? Why are you not reading namaz? Why are you doing evil? Why are you taking sood? Why are you taking interest? Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu went to the house of Abu Darda. Right? And there he saw the house of Abu Darda is completely shabby. No furniture, no nothing, no neatness. He saw Umm Darda radiallahu anha completely, you know, in a shabby clothes. And he asked Umm Darda, what is this? You know, look at your house. Look at how you are living. He said, your friend Abu Darda doesn't have inclination to this world. He doesn't, if I neaten the house, if I neaten myself, he doesn't look at me, he doesn't look at the house. Abu Darda, Salman said, this is not right, I need to fix it. So the time of after Isha, he came, he was about to make ibadat. He said, you can't make ibadat now, sleep. Otherwise go to your wife, speak a little to her, then you come back and make ibadat. Next time you want to get up, no, sleep. He didn't allow him to sleep, get up until the last time of the time of Tahajjud, just before Sehri. Say, now you can make ibadat. The next day they went to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Abu Darda said, he didn't allow me to make ibadat. Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, I went to the house, this is what I saw about the house. The house wasn't clean. There was nothing there. He was not looking after himself and his wife. He was not caring about his wife. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Salman Farsi is correct. Inna li malika alika haq, wa li zawjika alika haq, wa li zawrika alika haq. Your family has a right upon you, your house has a right upon you, your wealth has a right upon you. What a beautiful friendship. The other one is, the friend doesn't look at the faults of another friends. Today this is one of the big things. A friend sometimes only look at your bad points. He doesn't look at your bad points. Huh? So this is also one of the things that our ulama have said, a friend looks at the good points of his friend. And he doesn't only look at his evil. His evil, he tried to rectify it. But today you find people who are friends, who are not complete, sincere friends. What they do is, they never look at the good. They only look at the evil of the friend. They only look at the bad points. In Hizbul Azam, under the authority of Daylami, there is the dua that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, made dua. O Allah, I seek your protection from friends. In ra'a hasanatan dafanaha. وَإِنْ رَعَى سَيِّيَّةً أَفْشَاهَا. I seek protection from a friend that when he see my good points, he doesn't tell anyone. But when he see my evil, and he see my bad points, and he sees my faults, he will tell the whole world. And that same hadith, you know, that same dua, oh Ya Allah, I seek your protection inim ri'atan tushayyibani qabla al-bashim. Ajeeb had dua. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from a woman who makes me old before my time. Ye bhi ek dua hai hadith mein. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from a woman and a wife that makes me old before my time. So this is also the hadith. So this is also the other aspect. And one all, a friend is always loyal. He doesn't only follow you when you have wealth. He follows you in your difficulty. He helps you in your difficulty. When you have any difficulty, he's there to assist you. Aise dost rakhna chahiye. Just like Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what didn't he do for Nabi Karim himself? When for hijrat, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is running in front. Running in front. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is what? Running in front. Then afterwards, he's running at the back. Abu Bakr, ye kya manjra? Why are you running in front? Why are you running at the back? Ya Rasulullah, kabhi sochta ho ke jo hai na wo dushman aage hai. Or kabhi sochta ho ke dushman piche hai, ta'aqub mein hai. Sometimes I think, Ya Allah, there is an enemy who is waiting in ambush in front. Sometimes I think someone is following us. And then one occasion, there was one stretch. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu told Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Ya Rasulullah, I'm going to carry you on my back." Why Abu Bakr? "Ya Rasulullah, the people of Makkah are going to seek the footprints of two people. When they see only one footprint, they will say, this is not the way that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr took, because there are two people and there's only one footprint." I said also. And one important thing, although this I'll make mention of it in another bayan, very important thing is to see to it that your children have good friends. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi had said that part of the tarbiyat of a father to his children is to see that they got good friends. And today there is no doubt whatsoever. One of the greatest reasons our children go on the wrong path is because of wrong friends. So you have to see to it, the elders of the family have to see to it, that the children have good friends. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep our friendship for the sake of Allah ta'ala. Give us good friends. And let us be good friends. Not only we see good friends, we must become good friends. We must become friends who will be loyal to others. We must be friends who will tell our friends that, listen, what you are doing is not correct. We must go and fight with him. Why are you doing this? You're not supposed to do this. This is going to harm you. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.